We're starting Rav Chalap on Tshuva in the book Razili, My Secrets to Myself, Rav Chalap calls it. Rav Chalap says, you guys have to hold on to your seat because this opening sentence, really, I should just end with the opening sentence and leave us to ponder that. He says, when we think about tzidkut, about righteousness, about being a tzaddik, so it's within the realm of our perception. We have some kind of perception what it means to be a tzaddik. That's true, says Rav Chalap. Tzidkut is within the realm of your perception. You can understand the greatness of tzidkut. You don't understand the details, but there is within your perception an understanding of how great righteousness is. But he says there's something that you don't understand, and that is how great tshuva is. He says, righteousness, you can understand. Tshuva, you can't understand how great it is. Because tshuva is much greater than all the horizons of existence itself. As far out as you're going to look, as far out as you're going to try to perceive, you cannot understand, you cannot wrap your head around the greatness of tshuva. Tshuva preceded creation. Everyone has this natural desire to be a tzaddik. Everyone has a natural desire to be a baal tshuva. It's not enough . There's also within man natural contra to these concepts. We have both. We have a natural desire to be a tzaddik and a baal tshuva. We also have a natural contra to that desire. You tell the person you're a tzaddik, so he feels good. I once wrote someone an SMS. They had written me something. I thought they were wrong. And then I realized they were right. So I wrote the woman in question she said something. I thought she was wrong. And then I realized she was right. So I wrote her back an SMS. Tzedakt. You were right. I didn't realize that she thought I wrote her tzedikit. You're a tzaddik. So, in our next conversation, she says, Rabbi, I was so excited. You wrote me an SMS, tzaddiket. So I thought I'd bury myself alive. I'm going to call a woman, you're a tzaddiket. I didn't know what to say. But she was so moved. I called her tzaddika. I didn't know what I was supposed to say. And I hear her in the other end of the phone, you know, I work so hard. And finally someone recognizes it. And he wrote me an SMS. I didn't know what to say. But it was an eye-opener to me. I never realized how much a person can be moved if you call them a tzaddik. Right? I meant the right, you were right. And she read it that way. Coming back to here, Rav Chalap says, when you tell someone you're a tzaddik, so they feel very good about it. They feel like, ooh, you've given them a good title. You tell someone you're a baal tshuva, and even if you tell them you're a good baal tshuva, so people aren't so proud. They don't feel so good. I'll tell you an interesting thing. When people ask me, being that some of the rabbis here in Machon Meir themselves learned through Machon Meir and they're Baal Tshuva, so people sometimes ask me, are you Baal Tshuva? And my answer is, I'm not sure I've merited it yet. I'm working on it. I Baruch Hashem have students who have gotten there, but I'm working on it. But Rav Chalap says, our natural feeling is that when people tell us that, even if they say, you're a full Baal Tshuva, we start feeling a little embarrassed, like they put us down. Now, wait, Torah tells you Baal Teshuva is greater than someone who kept the Torah from the beginning of their life. Right? The Gemara in Brachos says, where Baal Teshuva stand, the complete tzaddik can't get there. Because Teshuva is so great that you can't even perceive how great Teshuva is. That's what Rav Chalap began with. This is where we'll have to pick up next time. We're out of time. We're in the middle of a concept. Sachem next time.